Hello again. Monday night at 9, you're listening to Manx Radio, broadcasting to a worldwide audience from our spectacular perch overlooking Douglas Bay. To open tonight's show, a march by a composer who was over here 2 or 3 years ago judging the brass band classes at the Manx Music Festival. Among other distinctions, Stephen Roberts, as one of his functions, is Professor of Orchestration at the Royal Military School of Music. He was commissioned to compose a number of parade marches, and so to open tonight's programme, here's one that he wrote for the Welsh Guards and later rescored for brass band. And True, composed by Stephen Roberts and played by Black Dyke. In the latter part of the last century, so-called entertainment contests were very much the brass band musical vogue, and one particular series for top-class bands was very popular on BBC television. At the time, Howard Snell was directing both Fordham's and Desford, and they were top dogs in this genre. And thanks to his marvellous arrangements of works of all kinds, and one such was Procession to the Minster, from Wagner's opera Lohengrin.
Thank you.
procession to the minster. For tonight's first solo, we have a strong link with the Salvation Army. The cornet soloist is David Dawes, a former principal cornet with the International Staff Band. Conducting the fairy band on this recording is the International Staff Band's bandmaster, Stephen Cobb, and the composer is the celebrated Swedish-American Salvationist, Eric Lightson. A surefire favourite of the Salvation Army repertoire, it's called Wondrous Day. David Dawes playing Eric Lightson's Wondrous Day. Tonight's major original work is by my close friend and superb musician, the late Gough Richards. I'm not sure, but I think this was his very first original major work. Gough loved aeroplanes, and as a boy in Cornwall, he used to watch the aircraft at RAF St Morgan, so it was natural that they should feature in his music. The Aeronauts is another in my series of works for lower section bands, although perhaps the second section bands for which it's a regular choice would deny being in that category. Anyway, it's a cracking good listen, so sit back and enjoy it.
Thank you.
By Gough Richards, played by Fodens. Now, I make no apology for this next choice, although it's an out-and-out lollipop. It's called Italian Fantasy, an arrangement by Alan Ferney of half a dozen well-known and well-loved melodies, with opera featuring very prominently. Italian Fantasy by Alan Ferney. Well, we're a little over halfway through tonight's selection, and from here on in, it's melody all the way, with not very much comment from me to interrupt the music. First, a cornet and euphonium duet, with the late James Watson pairing up with Robert Childs in Cesar Franck's Panis Angelicus. And then we follow that with another very attractive contribution from the pen of Australian Salvationist Barry Gott, Lightwalk. Thank you. Two particular favourites of my own now. Do I play them too often? Possibly. But I'm sure whenever I do, they're enjoyed by most listeners. First, a gorgeous melody by Franz Schubert, played by cornet soloist Roger Webster. Du bist die Ruhe. You are repose. And then a World War II weepy, Stardust, with Don Lusher taking the trombone solo.
Thank you.
Don Lusher. I recall an evening with Don Lusher at the old Housetrake Hotel. Remember that? The old Housetrake Hotel? Heavens, that must be 40-odd years ago, at least. Still freshly remembered, though. But now to conclude. Grimthorpe played John Rutter's A Gaelic Blessing. A blessing that I'm very happy to join in wishing you. Till next week, from me, Ian Cottier, a very good night.